Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. With your host, Pastor Jeremy Maynard. You know his motto. He's excited to be alive. The Furthering Fathering Radio Show starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You ready?
Let's get the conversation started.
Brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye or you may be perfect and entire, complete, wanting nothing. 1 Corinthians 15:57-58 says, but thanks be to Yah, which give us the victory through our Adonai, Yeshua HaMashiach, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for being the ultimate example of a responsible father. Thank you, Lord, that you set things up in advance and you have expectations. Thank you, Lord, for showing us what it means to stay motivated to love, to walk in love, to be fueled by love. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. So we will be faithful fathers as well. We're made in your image and likeness. You are Aleph Ben Aleph, our Abba, and teach us to be Abbas that are responsible despite any difficulty or rejection. You will allow us to have free will. Help us to choose you consistently. You said, I place for you life and death, blessing and cursing. But you didn't stop there. You said, choose life that it may dwell well with you and your children which come after you. So we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to discuss what motivates a dad to be responsible in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. Yes, sometimes it's just not easy. You know, you planned on being the best dad possible, but some things happened out of you. Some things are out of your control, and some things were in your control where you made mistakes that were either intentional or unintentional. Now there's a rift, and in the middle are your children. You don't get to see them as often, but you make the effort to be there, though there is a blockage. So this week we're going to be talking about being responsible as a dad despite obstacles. Yes, Elder Ron, how you doing today?
I am excited to be alive, man. Awesome.
You know, nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said it would be fair. But there's something about looking in the eyes of your children that makes it worthwhile. I guess that's how he loves us. He gives us that understanding of unconditional love. That because it was all about ourselves before that. Before getting married and before having children, it was me, I. It was those are the only two vowels I knew. Vowel I knew, I. But once you look into the eyes of your children, you realize that you're here for so much more, something bigger than yourself. You know, there are several reasons why a dad will stay motivated. You know, I like the number seven because the seven is the number of perfection, the number of maturity. Well, you know, I looked it up, you know, all over chat and wanted to see what these seven things that would pop up. And it says, number one, for the love of their children. These are seven detailed reasons that dads stay motivated despite difficulty and rejection. Number one is for the love of their children. One of the primary sources of motivation for dads is their unconditional love for their children. They are driven to provide the best possible life for their kids, ensuring their well-being, happiness, and success as best as they can. Number two, a sense of responsibility. Dads often have a strong sense of responsibility towards their dads. They can't always facilitate them to their maximum because we're full of error. But they understand that their role as a father is crucial in shaping their children's lives, and they stay motivated to fulfill their responsibilities despite facing difficulties and rejections. Number three, to set an example. People call them role models, but role models are usually people outside of the house, even though you do become a role model. But it has a grander, a broader connotation. But when you're in the presence of your children and they can see your flaws, they can see you come back, you see, it creates a realistic view of what it is to be a man and a father, where you can, it's not idealism, because nobody can live up to the ideal. Only one did, and they crucified him. The ideal is a pie in the sky very often. Very often people reflect on what they saw on TV, what is projected as an image. Maybe they saw a coach or they saw a neighbor. But it's a glance, a glimpse of the possible. But when you see a man live with you and make mistakes and come back, it gives you a whole different connotation and creates a different level of patience, sense of realistic relationship. Realistic relationship doesn't hold unrealistic expectations. Yes, and so it's important that, Dad, it's okay to make your mistakes in front of your children, but it's also powerful for them to see you come back. It's also powerful for them to see you to strive and thrive in spite of obstacles, in spite of difficulties, and in spite of rejection. Number four, covering. To provide covering, emotional, physical, financial, to provide covering. This motivation stems from the need to make sure that the children's needs are met, to have a stable, secure environment, and to give them opportunities to thrive, a safe place where they can use their vivid imagination and go beyond the societal expectations to become their best selves. Number five, personal maturity. Dads are still in the process. That's why it's important. Dads are still in the process. Do not have it all together. But that's important for the children to see that it's still part of a process and that the love remains unconditional because everyone is in the process of being perfected. So dads understand that their journey as a father involves personal growth and development. Despite difficulties and rejections, they see their experiences as opportunities to learn and adapt and become better versions of themselves, not only for their children, for their own satisfaction. Number six, overcome. A sense of achievement, overcoming challenges, and facing rejection can be tough, but dads find motivation in the sense of achievement they experience when they push through, power through, even grow humble through the obstacles. Each success, no matter how small, reinforces faith, reinforces belief in not only their abilities, but the one who supplies their abilities and fuels them with determination. In other words, they grow in faithfulness. And number seven, long-term vision. Dads who desire to see their kids thrive do is to have a vision beyond themselves, something that they may not even attain themselves, but see that the little things. I used to pray for my children to see patterns, and it's important that they see patterns, and all four of them thrive in that ability. Sometimes the little prayers you say when you're tucking a little toddler in, they're hearing it, and they're adapting, and they're growing in those things, and they start to see the possibilities because you encourage them to go beyond and to ascertain what is good for them, what is good for the future of the family, what is good in general for the community. So we're going to go to a break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to discuss this. But first, I want to say hi, because we have a brother or sister on the line, 6888. And we just want to say hi to you. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, 6888. How you
doing? That is me. So far, so wonderful.
Awesome, awesome. And who is this?
This is Lenard Tillery.
This is the man of God. Oh, my goodness. I am excited to hear his voice. So we're going to go to a break, and we're going to be right back. Hallelujah.
One of the initiatives here at Furthering Fathering is to raise awareness around sickle cell disease. Help us to be a blessing to sponsor 10 kids from ages 7 to 17 to Camp New Hope in July 2023, brought to you by the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia. Registration opens soon with a cost of $150 per child. Help Further and Father and sponsor at least 10 kids. You can be a blessing today by visiting our website to make a donation at www.furtheringfathering.org. Click the donate button and choose Sickle Cell Camp. Make a donation of any amount, but our goal is to at least raise $1,500, which will cover the cost of 10 kids.
The research-based curriculum, Getting to the Heart of Fathers, Five Core Principles Workbook introduces the five core principles of furthering fathering, and it makes them practical. The acronym principles, which form the word H-E-A-R-T, heart, are honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. Along with your consultation, the curriculum can be taught in a variation of sessions, virtually and in person, according to need. For more, contact us at www.furtheringfathering.org, email us at info@furtheringfathering.org, or call us at 888-380-3255.
3370.
Haven Church Global, the safe place to grow in grace, where peace is made and the truth makes us free. Join the Haven Church Global's e-service every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a word of encouragement on Jeremy Anthony Maynard's Facebook page and the Jeremy Maynard YouTube page. For more information, visit havenchurchofny.org.
Let's get the conversation started.
Yes, yes, yes. You are now listening to the best, because it's led by the Father of Fathers, the best fatherhood radio show in the world.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So, Elder Ron and then Pastor Tillery, I am so happy to have you on the show today. You know what it takes to thrive as a dad, and when you think of those who've gone through difficulty and rejection, but stayed the course. For some, it was too much, and they couldn't make it. But for those who stayed the course, what does that spark in you, and what do you think of when you think of those who are motivated to be that responsible dad?
And who are we speaking to?
You go ahead, first Elder Ron, and then Pastor Tillery. Go ahead, Elder Ron first, and then Pastor Tillery.
Well, first of all, hey, Pastor, how are you, man? It's a pleasure to hear your voice this evening.
Awesome, man.
Yes, sir. God bless.
Yes. Eric Thomas said something in one of his talks one time. He said that integrity has a cast. And when I hear those seven things that you made reference to, love and responsibility and setting an example, covering and personal maturity and overcoming and long-term version, I think that fits quite eloquently into that those words. He says integrity has a cast. Because when you think about what we as fathers do, it's a fatherhood principle. And for me, individually, being a father is the most fulfilling job that I can think of that a man can have. You know, that's number one for me. A lot of men don't understand that the fatherhood principle is an inherited purpose of all men is fatherhood. Even when they are, you know, whether they're married or single, or whether the night they have even have children. We're already designed by the Creator to fulfill that role of father in the lives of those around us, not only our own children. It's part of our calling, because what are we doing as fathers? We're reflecting the creative and the coveting and nature of our Heavenly Father. You know, so in everything we do, that fatherhood principle of leadership is always present. Now, whether it's done correctly depends on that relationship you have with him personally and to what to do. You know, understanding the priorities and the position and the role and the attributes that come to it, you know, character and strength and loyalty and commitment. And all of that should flow from one place that all this other comes with, and that's that place called love. You know, yeah. So if you're not operating with the same kind of love that your Heavenly Father is operating with you and all others, that's the first place you have to be in alignment with. And when you do that, everything else flows from there.
Awesome. Awesome word. Awesome word. Awesome word. Awesome word. Awesome word. You know, Pastor Tillery, you know, it's not always easy. It's not always easy. But I think part of the things that we supply as dads is that toughness to make it through. I could personally say after a stroke and three heart attacks that I'm not easy to beat. So, Pastor Tillery, when you think of responsible fatherhood despite difficulty and rejection, because some rejection bad from the time they're little all the way through in their marriage, on the job, in society, especially black males. But that's a whole nother ball of wax. But Pastor Tillery, what are some of the tenets that you call, because you always come with some nuggets, of responsible fatherhood? And I want to say also that I know you had a good time at the ICAF men's retreat. I know you did. You still there, Pastor Tillery?
I'm still here. Waiting on you.
Yes.
Well, I say it like this. I read a book the other day, so I can't take credit for it. And what you're saying is what I got out of this one statement in the book. It says that the goal is more important than the role. And, you know, it blew me away, because that's what it is when you deal with fatherhood, is you've got to be goal-oriented, and you've got to, like playing chess, you've got to look at the end coming into the beginning. And so when you take on that responsibility, is that goal is the objective. And then at the same time, you know, we often just look at the role and just look at a title of dad or father, but we've got to look beyond that and look at what's our responsibility and what do we have to do in order to be able to achieve those seven things that you just got finished speaking of.
Wow. Yes. The goal is greater than the role. Somebody needs to write that down, put that on their mirror. The goal.
I already got it written down in my notes.
That's motivation for you right there. The goal is greater than the role. And Father and Father, we always say the maturity of your children. You're not raising children. You're actually raising adults. Because they're going to be adults a lot longer than they're going to be children. They're always going to be your children, but they're not going to always be viewed or treated as children. So while you have them, let them see some humility. Let them see some wisdom. Let them see some peace. Let them see some responsibility. And that word integrity Elder Ron brought out. I remember Jeremiah, who just graduated the same day as the ICAF conference, and he did a lot. He was the announcer. He was singing. He was doing everything. He was like a one-man band that day, and very proud of seeing the progress. But as a dad, sometimes we don't see the fruit immediately, and we have to stay the course, because you don't know how things are going to turn out. So you got to be patient. You got to be patient. Oh, speaking of that, we have another caller on the line, 3213. How you doing? God bless you. Welcome to Further and Farther Radio.
Oh, you guys, thank you for hosting this. I'm so glad that I came across y'all and grateful for the just kind of godly wisdom helping men to step up and to become exactly who God has designed them to be. This is Pastor Jeff Hamilton from Laguna Hills, California.
Oh, hallelujah. Welcome,
no,
Pastor
praise.
Jeff.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Hamilton. Yes. We're covering all the circumference of the United States. We got New York in the house. We got Georgia in the house. We got Louisiana in the house. And now we got California in the house. We don't have to be in the same room to have the same spirit. You know that, right? We don't have to be in the same room to have the same spirit. Awesome. Yes. So
unites us around the country. And I have a passion for dads. I have a ministry that is called Dad Academy.
Oh,
and when you were talking in the seven things a little bit earlier, you know, being a dad is the only thing that a man does in his life without a plan. We at best, we're often responsive to what's happening. at worst, we kind of react to situations and circumstances. Mm-hmm. And because as men, we're not very good when we're not intentional. Yeah. And I think if men know what's expected of them and they have a plan to accomplish it, then we can be successful in raising. Yeah. I love what you said. We're not raising children. We're raising adults.
Yes.
And,
that's right.
Man, I'm with you guys on this. And I also coach young men in athletics at the high school varsity level, and have the opportunity to step in as a coach where occasionally there's the void of a dad. And I'm just telling you, being a dad, and not just a dad, you know, it starts in our own home, but as we shepherd these different communities that God's graced us to do, creating a culture of fathering in our church communities is just something that will, that the world is waiting for.
And Further and Father is really ready to answer. We're ready, really to help answer. We're ready to help answer. Lord, bless the words of Pastor Hamilton as it comes into fruition. Yes.
Yeah,
so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to shift a little bit. Because in the world, there's been this overpowering thing that has taken over what is supposed to be Men's Health Month. And we know that pride is enmity with the Most High. And pride cometh before a fall. Anyway. We are going to deal with some things that men need to do regarding self-care and the importance of self-care. So we're going to take a break, and we will be right back after these messages.
One of the initiatives here at Furthering Fathering is to raise awareness around sickle cell disease. Help us to be a blessing to sponsor 10 kids from ages 7 to 17 to Camp New Hope in July 2023. Brought to you by the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia. Registration opens soon with a cost of $150 per child. Help Further and Father and sponsor at least 10 kids. You can be a blessing today by visiting our website to make a donation at www.furtheringfathering.org. Click the donate button and choose Sickle Cell Camp. Make a donation of any amount, but our goal is to at least raise $1,500, which will cover the cost of 10 kids.
The research-based curriculum, Getting to the Heart of Fathers, Five Core Principles Workbook introduces the five core principles of furthering fathering, and it makes them practical. The acronym principles, which form the word H-E-A-R-T, heart, are honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. Along with your consultation, the curriculum can be taught in a variation of sessions, virtually and in person, according to need. For more, contact us at www.furtheringfathering.org, email us at info@furtheringfathering.org, or call us at 888-380-3370.
Haven Church Global, the safe place to grow in grace, where peace is made and the truth makes us free. Join the Haven Church Global's e-service every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a word of encouragement on Jeremy Anthony Maynard's Facebook page and the Jeremy Maynard YouTube page. For more information, visit havenchurchofny.org.
Let's get the conversation started.
Yes, we are back. And it's okay to say it, but we are the best fatherhood radio show in the world.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. Radio Show.
Higher, Asher, higher, the I am that I am. Yes, so we are actions, and very often we ignore ourselves. It's why we suffer from high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, and the like, because we want to have a nice treat to overcome. Sometimes people choose all sorts of things to deal with what they deal with, and ultimately we need equipoise. We need what's called balance. It said in Psalm 90, verse 12, to teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. So one of the wisest things we could do is honor. He gave us the Sabbath for rest, which means he intends for us to not go all the time, but take some time for self-care. It says, feeling rejected and dejected can be tough for anyone, including and especially men. Taking care of your emotional well-being is important, and there are several self-care practices you can engage in to help improve your mood, your attitude, your overall mental health. Here are seven, and you know I love the number seven because seven is the number of completion and maturity. Seven things men can do for self-care when feeling rejected and dejected. Number one, allow yourselves to feel and process your emotions. Don't just jump from one thing and bury it, because that which is buried will bear fruit in the future. You're planting, not just burying. You don't realize it. Allow yourself to feel and process your emotions. Our soul is mind, will, and emotions. The will is in charge. The one that makes the decision is the one who's in charge. So don't choose to bury in your mind things that have to be dealt with regarding your emotions, because it will bear fruit. So allow yourself to feel sad. Allow yourself to feel disappointed. Allow yourself to feel hurt without judging yourself. Give yourself some space and time to process your emotions. I was watching Mark Gunger. He's a pastor up in Minnesota. He's Latino. His mother married a German man, so his last name is Gunger. And he talked about the two minds, the mind of a man and the mind of a woman. And he talked about the interconnectivity of a woman's mind, and everything is connected to their emotions. Men, we tend to do what's called compartmentalize. We have different boxes for different things, and we do not go into anything else. Once we're in that one box, we stay keenly focused on what's in that box, and we don't let anything else touch that box. We focus on this. Why we need to be shaken to be getting out of one thing to another to transfer and change hats. We need accountability partners and mechanisms to shift and move when it's time to shift and move, because it's a good thing that God made us this way to focus. It's how buildings get built, roads get paved, things get invented. These are the things that God, the Most High, has placed. Elohim, who is Abba, put in little Abbas, little dads, like us, to also be creative. So it's not a bad thing that we focus like that, but we need time to process. There's a thing that Mark Gunger called the nothing box. And as men, we tend to go there when we're going through difficult times. It's called the nothing box because we literally need time to think about nothing. We need that time to think about nothing so that we could ponder, wonder, and put things in order. So we need that time to process our emotions. Number two, this is one of our problems, especially now with GPS. Before, when we had a map and we used to get lost, we were forced to ask for help. But now, reach out for support is number two. Don't hesitate. You need to have some trusted accountability partners, some friends, family members, or even, oh my goodness, I'm about to say it, a therapist. talking about your feelings with someone you can trust can provide comfort, support, and give you a different perspective, because ideas float around, and not all of them are right or true. Some of them come from family customs. Some come from customs of our people. Some come from society. Some are spiritual wickedness in high places. So we need to come to the truth, because that's where freedom is. And coming to the truth is not always easy, because truth does three things. The truth hurts. The truth discriminates against everything false. But the truth makes us free. Number three, engage in some physical activity. As men, physical activity can improve our mood by releasing endorphins, which are natural mood boosters. God made us that way. Engage in activities you enjoy. Don't acquiesce to everybody else what they want to do. Sometimes you have to do what you enjoy. Don't overdo it, but do it. Number four, practice self-compassion. He tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. But do we love ourselves? That's number five. Take time for some hobbies, some interests. Engage in activities that give you joy. Playing an instrument, painting, reading. Immerse yourself in something that you love, and it can be therapeutic. Number six, practice relaxation. We have high blood pressure because even when we think we're resting, we're tense. How many times do we realize our fists are balled up? How many times do we realize our shoulders are tightened up? We don't realize it, but sometimes that's our natural way and response to the amount of things piled on us. We need time for self-care. Number seven is prioritize your self-care routines. Don't just have them. When you say teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, we have to be intentional about spending intentional care, self-care time. Prayer, hobbies, partnership. Remember to do these things. It's a personal journey, and it's essential to find out what works best for you. Experiment with different activities and strategies. If your feelings of rejection and dejection and depression persist or worsen, consider seeking professional help from a therapist, spiritual counselor, who can guide and help support. Brothers, anyone who wants to take it, you take it from there.
I'll say this. To that, you covered a lot, but it's all important, it's all profound, and I think everything that each of us is doing in relation to fatherhood helps to, involve all these things in there to help our men to have balance, our fathers have balance, to do the things they need. But the four things I look at that I think engage all of those is, number one, having a prayer life. You know,
yes.
prayer.
Amen.
Two, planning purposely. Number three, proceeding positively. And number four, pursuing persistently. You know, these are the things that help us to do all these things that we're referring to. And remembering that our Father told us, point blank, he said in I think is if I'm quoting it correctly, in Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the purpose of the Father that prevails. So
yes.
If we are seeking him, if we learn to understand that we have to and have an entirely new way of thinking other than what the world and tradition tells us, if we think in the terms of an inherent purpose rather than roles, we can do what we're supposed to do, because roles have never been the true basis of who we are as our identity and worth. Roles can be helpful, but they can also be harmful. Because ultimately what they do is they reflect culture and tradition that we operate in. And that's not how we were created to operate.
Powerful. Will another brother pick that up? Will another brother pick that up? Either Pastor Hamilton or Pastor Tillery. Another one pick that up.
Well, we got some preachers on this show, that's for sure, right there with all the P's right there. And I have to go back and listen to this when it comes back online because I'm going to use that somewhere. But one of the things that I find here, and I don't, I'm sure that it is true with men across the country, that one of the things that is important for our mental health care as well, our spirit, we know that it's true for our spiritual health. We know that it's true for our emotional health. But the significance of brotherhood relationships.
Yes.
Because as men age, one of the biggest things that begins to happen is the demands of life. We don't realize how quickly our circle of relationships start to close.
Yes.
And when you've been hurt or bruised in a couple of relationships where you've been betrayed and you haven't felt supported, men don't go out looking for more help. They pull back more and more. In fact, don't we often know that that's the truth, that when men are feeling pressured, when men are feeling challenged, our default response is to withdraw.
Yes.
It's to isolate. It is not to connect. And, you know, as my brother just said, one of the reasons why even prayer is so important is because it reminds us about the connection that we have to make. And while I do believe that God speaks to us, I am grateful that I can go to my Heavenly Father and He hears me. 1 John, right, that we can ask anything according to His will. We know that He's heard us, and if He's heard us, we know we have what it is that we've asked of Him.
Yep.
But the challenge is that He doesn't always touch back. He doesn't always talk back. And sometimes I need to be able to invite some brothers into my process. And that's what we don't do really well. We don't invite people. We wait for people to initiate with us.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that men have to do is to be willing to engage and to reach out to each other. That's why James says, right, when we confess to one another, and our sin isn't just the things that we've done wrong. The sin exposes the places of brokenness in our life. And then we share those with other men. Rarely do we have other men that go, well, what a failure you are. You're a joke. No, all of us, we find that point of empathy because that we know that there's somewhere in our life that's very similar. And there's a healing that begins to take place in our life when the same spirit that connects us to right here on the radio show, how even more important is it that the Holy Spirit connects us to one another and brings that kind of thing into our lives.
Phenomenal. And as we go to this break, the Holy Ghost just said, sometimes it's our code causes us to code. That causes us to code. And with that, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
One of the initiatives here at Furthering Fathering is to raise awareness around sickle cell disease. Help us to be a blessing to sponsor 10 kids from ages 7 to 17 to Camp New Hope in July 2023, brought to you by the Sickle Cell Foundation of Georgia. Registration opens soon with a cost of $150 per child. Help Further and Father and sponsor at least 10 kids. You can be a blessing today by visiting our website to make a donation at www.furtheringfathering.org. Click the donate button and choose Sickle Cell Camp. Make a donation of any amount, but our goal is to at least raise $1,500. Which will cover the cost of 10 kids.
The research-based curriculum, Getting to the Heart of Fathers, Five Core Principles Workbook introduces the five core principles of furthering fathering, and it makes them practical. The acronym principles, which form the word H-E-A-R-T, heart, are honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. Along with your consultation, the curriculum can be taught in a variation of sessions virtually and in person according to need. For more, contact us
at www.furtheringfathering.org. Email us at info@furtheringfathering.org or call us at 888-380-3370.
Haven Church Global, the safe place to grow in grace, where peace is made and the truth makes us free. Join the Haven Church Global's e-service every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a word of encouragement on Jeremy Anthony Maynard's Facebook page and the Jeremy Maynard YouTube page. For more information, visit havenchurchofny.org.
Let's get the conversation started.
Yes, the brothers are back in the building. What motivates a dad to be responsible despite difficulty and rejection? And what I'm going to do is give this standing ovation for Pastor Tillery, for Elder Ron, and for Pastor Hamilton for the wisdom that they've been sharing. Yes. The Holy Spirit just interjected while
Pastor Maynard.
Yes.
Real quick, I just want to commend you guys with Camp New Hope. I was looking at it online. And I just want to add a blessing to that outreach. What an impactful way to reach kids and to serve this underserved community who really these types of experiences bring so much enhancement. I love camp. I helped to direct a camp called Camp Agape California that is in partnership with Prison Fellowship. And we get to see the impact that these types of experiences has on children and adolescents. And thank you for taking up the banner for this community.
Oh, we are grateful and thankful to serve. Sickle cell has hit quite a few brothers within Further and Fathering, and so it cannot be if. If it's brought to your doorstep, you cannot ignore it.
That's right.
If it's brought to your doorstep, you cannot ignore it. You have to do something with it. Either you're going to take it in or you're going to throw it out, but you got to do something. And when it's intentionally brought to your doorstep, you must do something to try and remedy what's going on. So thank you, Pastor Hamilton. As the Holy Ghost was speaking when you were speaking prior to the last break. And he said, your code is your code. And it kind of codified what you were saying, that sometimes, when we go in our nothing box, our code is to protect, we want to protect our wives and our children, but we also protect our own, the little boy inside. And sometimes in the effort to protect, stay silent at times when it's personally violent. And the holding in is literally holding your spiritual breath until you suffocate yourself. You need to have what we call accountable relationships. And Further and Father, we call them soul accountants. You know how you take your taxes to an accountant? If you're wise, you do that.
Yep.
To make sure every dot is where it's supposed to be and things add up the way they're supposed to add up. Well, it's the same thing with our souls. We need soul accountants. So when things are taxing us, things can be brought back into balance. So I'm thankful to have my best friend, Lamont Jones, the co-founder of Further and Father, Ron, Pastor Witzel, Pastor Tillery, so many men of God that I can talk to, even my own father. I can talk to my dad. And because of that availability, there is no shame. A lot of the things that cause us to shrink back is the shame of failure. Some people will shame you to control you. I said it. Some people will shame you not to convict you and try you to be released by the Holy Ghost. No. Some of it is witchcraft manipulation. And you have to know, you have to know that you have those who are your Shawshank Redemption brothers who are digging holes, sharpening files, and dropping the dirt in the yard. You know, we're a blessed, and that's what it is. We're blessed, and that causes unnecessary competition, unnecessary, unhealthy competition. The whole spirit of competition that's negative is the enemy. He wants to be God, and very often the desire to be number one causes us to be Hellenistic and go into Alpha when there is only one Aleph, one Tav, instead of Alpha and Omega, we use the Hebrew today, the Aleph Tav. And when we try to operate like him in the wrong way, we pervert our mission. So with a little bit of time we have left, there are some things that we have to break the code and get us to Kodesh. We have to break the code of silence, that big boys don't cry, that you talk about my business when you're supposed to be about the Father's business. There really is no such thing as privacy because he sees all. See, when we deal with the reality of what we're dealing with as men, and we deal with it with wisdom and humility, you know, because it says to give the reason for the hope that lies within us with meekness. Right? Sometimes we like to King Kong our chest with each other, and that creates a division. When we need each other to create the safety necessary for all of us to thrive. You know that word in Galatians, it doesn't say let me or let you. Not be weary in well-doing. It actually says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. If we, so help, let's help each other not faint. You know, let's help each other not faint. Anybody want to chime in?
What's that word that we call teamwork? It is funny that it doesn't have that letter I in there. I think that word is significant enough to say that when we work with teamwork with each other as men, in whatever perspective we're in, and we learn how to have trust with one another, we can partnership and share, and that creates a sense of harmony. And then we're able to network, and then we can collaborate, because now we got the support we need to do what needs to be done. You know, and I'll say this real quick so the other brothers can chime in. Is, you know, when a man fulfills his purpose only if he seeks the mind of his maker. You know, yes. So when he does that with all his heart, that's when the Father's plans unfold before him. And that fragmented life that he's leading, you know, that was that wound that happened when he was a little boy that was never healed or never nurtured or tended to. Now when you have this support, it helps him to become that orderly whole. And now he's in a position to become the man that he was created to be originally and not what the world says he's supposed to be according to their understanding.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. We have 6 minutes left. Does anybody have anything else they would like to add? I'm loving what I'm hearing from the brethren. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to replay this myself.
I have to say this, you know, when we start talking about men, sometimes we miss that holistic approach. You know, sometimes, yeah. Like say, that we only like to minister to the body, but then there's a mind and a spirit that needs to be ministered to also. And that's why, you know, now, you know, I guess it was amazing enough, even in the counseling world, they said that they added to the original counseling theory. They said they used to have just bio, psycho, and social, but what they've added to that is a spiritual component. Say, you know, so they can minister to the whole man. And I think that's a lot of times, too, you know, we look for just that, the physicality of fatherhood, and we sometimes miss that mental and social and especially that spiritual aspect of it.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And we're gonna stop missing. We're going to start connecting and hitting some home runs. We're going to stop missing.
That's right.
We're going to stop missing. Pastor That's Hamilton, right. Any you'd like to add anything else?
You guys, I just want to thank you. These are important messages. I've done a series on Dad Academy's social media channels about men who are dealing with depression. We've been talking about ways that dads bring value to their children. And I just want to thank you guys for bringing value to dad and the men in your churches and in your community. And may we see a generation emerge to where the promise that was given by the prophet Malachi of fathers' hearts are turned to their children and children's hearts are turned to their fathers. May that be a reality in our generation.
Yes, yes, yes. We're very familiar with that. That's one of our favorites. Yes.
Yes,
the
sir.
The fathers towards the children, towards the hearts of the children towards their fathers. There has to be multi-generational connectivity.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the way through.
Yes.
Yes.
See, that's where the break is happening, where the breach is happening, is that the loss of connectivity, that we have fewer and fewer great-granddads.
Yes.
So there's a loss of a visceral loss of history. And because mystery replaces history, what happens is that isolation creates insanity. Because leaning to your own understanding is the basis for insanity. And the doorway is depression. We'll get into that another time. But we'll get into
guys,
that
I
want to
thank
time.
You. I've connected with y'all on Facebook with Dad Academy and man, I'm so grateful that I would say that I stumbled across this, but it really was the way that the Lord directs our lives. And I want to thank you for getting to spend this last hour with you. And I pray a blessing over your families and the fields that He's called you to tend.
Hallelujah! And He takes relationship very seriously. There's no happenstance. This is not luck. There's no such thing as luck. He was very providential and intentional for this to happen. So I look forward for our work together. With that said, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this incredible time together with Pastor Tillery, Elder Ron, and Pastor Hamilton. I ask that not only their individual fatherhoods be blessed, but those hear the resonance of your voice through them be blessed, that fatherhood be elevated, that families be empowered, that communities be transformed, that you lift up your baby boys to your heart so that we can hear your heart and share your heart, H-E-A-R-T, through honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. This is Further and Farther, where fatherhood is elevated, families are empowered, and communities are transformed. We serve the ultimate Father, our Abba, who is the higher Asher, higher the I am that I am. We love you. Until next time, be excited to be alive. Bless a dad. Encourage a dad. Be intentional about encouraging and complimenting because it can go overlooked. And it's easy in that quiet time for unappreciation to pile up into depression. Shine a light, the light of encouragement, so that they can walk in the courage to be a quality dad, a responsible dad, despite any difficulty or rejection. We thank you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. Love you, love you, love you, brother. Love you.
Love you, brother.
Awesome.
Bless you all.